Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reeds.com.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, July the 11th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We have a lot to do today. We're going to get into with Sam Blackman. He's going to be rejoining us for the first time in a couple weeks. A little summertime off, and we'll get Sammy back on here. I asked Sammy, we started this thing a few years ago. We talked about Clemson's conference affiliation. The Tigers have been in a few conferences in its history. And a lot of you right there might not have known about some of these up until the Atlantic Coast Conference now and how that conference has changed and teams coming in and coming out. And I told him we'll get with him and talk about maybe some of the history of when Clemson joins conferences and how they got out of them and formed new ones and all that kind of stuff. We'll get to that a little bit at around 7:25 this morning. We're gonna talk about some of the things. It was not a really great day in sports yesterday. I didn't see any of the France and Belgium. I say not any. I had it on in the background. Took a little nap yesterday. It's great for napping because nothing really happened. But anyway, 1-0 that France beats Belgium yesterday. Today at 2:00, England and Croatia, the second semifinal of the World Cup. Major League Baseball from yesterday. We saw the Yankees lose again. A couple losses in a row now to the Baltimore Orioles. And I saw some people on Twitter last night really taking, it was great. Good job. Great job, Orioles. Worst team in baseball. Yeah, but Yankees a little banged up right now. This is one of those dog days, not dog days of August, dog days right before the season starts, or right before the All-Star break, I should say. And they're struggling a little bit. Boston's not struggling. They're playing well. They win again last night. Boston now 3.5 game lead. Speaking of dog days, Braves in a funk right now. Braves lose last night. Bad news there is that the Phillies won last night and the Nationals won last night. So Braves need the All-Star game to go ahead and get here, much like the Yankees do. The Atlanta Braves now, for the first time in a while, in second place in the National League East. The surprising Philadelphia Phillies are 51-39 now, a one-game lead over the Atlanta Braves. We found out yesterday the PGA Tour released its new schedule for next year, and there's a ton of changes on it, actually coming up in October. But there's a ton of changes out there, and we'll tell you about some of those big-time changes and some of the venue changes. Really different. A couple tournaments aren't going to be on the schedule for next year. A lot of tournaments have moved, and we'll tell you about that a little bit coming up. Also tell you how one of the golf superstars might not play in next week's British Open. We'll tell you who that is coming up a little bit later on. CBS Sports has a list of coaches, and the 120, 130, whatever coaches that are in college football now, in Division I football, and it's their hot seat ranking for every one of those coaches. We'll tell you where our local guys are on that list coming up. And there's a pretty interesting article out yesterday about Najee Harris. Larry Williams, a friend from TigerIllustrated.com, linked it on Tiger Illustrated. It's from a Sacramento paper, I think it is. And it talks about how close he was to transferring from Alabama before the national championship game and how that might have turned things around for him. He did, still didn't sound all that sold on Alabama. But remember how Tua almost transferred. I was thinking about transferring as well. And I think what we're seeing in college basketball right now, it sounds like even these top players, these top programs, I think you might see a little more transfers out, especially if they're free to transfer to any school of their choice. So that epidemic might be coming, might be a little more foreshadowing of that coming right around the corner. So we'll talk about that article. I'll give you some details of that coming up a little bit. And a lot more. I got a pretty interesting story I'm going to share with you here at the end of this segment, but let's bring him in now. The Mariano Rivera, the guy that is the polar opposite of Mr. Orr 24, in that he comes in here in a good mood. He doesn't yell at me. He doesn't beat me. He doesn't scream at me and tell me how I suck. No, I'm just kidding. Our 2-week producer, who are now, we're on our 30 percentile in this. We're a third of the way through a couple weeks here with Mr. John Height, who has good news today because he doesn't have to go to his day job after this. Good morning, John. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about yourself?
Doing good. You strolled in a little bit later than you normally do because your dog did what my dogs normally do.
Yes.
And that's figure this thing out. Hey, wait a minute, man. If I stay in this yard a little bit longer and act like I'm using the facilities here, then he might hang around a little bit longer.
Exactly.
I got it all figured out there. What'd you do yesterday?
Left here, went to work for a while, and then went home, watched a little the back end of France-Belgium. Took dinner, watched a movie. Pretty low-key night.
Not bad. You told me that you did the soccer fans' nightmare yesterday, though.
Yes, I watched the whole first half at work, and then when I was able to leave and on my 5-minute commute home, I missed the one goal in the match.
Oh, man.
That was unfortunate, but other than that, it was a good match, and you know, I had said a while back to some buddies, and they even said here on Monday, I think France is going to win it all. So it's looking good on that end.
It is looking very good on that end. But that's the nightmare. And that when you get, now, don't get me wrong, there's action in it.
Oh, absolutely.
But you missed the one goal, man. That's got to be terribly difficult on that part of it. Was it a good match?
It was. It was. It got a little testy. It was exciting up until the final minute. It was good. I've thoroughly enjoyed this World Cup, and yesterday I felt was one of the better matches of the tournament.
Interesting, and now we'll see England and Croatia. I fully expect England to win that one. We have a French and English final coming up this weekend, and boy, I won't miss the World Cup, I can tell you that. Movie good?
Yeah.
What'd you watch?
I watched one of the Avengers movies in the series.
Is that a superhero?
It is.
Okay, never mind then. We have nothing in common. Again, I didn't watch it. Had an interesting day yesterday.
What happened?
My wife and I were on our way to dinner. We went to Greenville and ran some errands yesterday in Easley and in Greenville, and then we met some friends for dinner last night, and it reminds me of two stories to tell you. One is something I've never seen before and something I never hope to see again. We stop at a gas station. My wife goes in and gets some bottled water or something, and stop at a gas station, and it's the famous station that has these 49-cent ice cream cones.
Okay.
And you know what? I've never had one, but I'm not a soft serve guy, but it's a good idea. Well, I look over, and it's the dead of summer. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And let me be very clear about this. I love my dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Treat them like better than I treat people.
Oh, yeah.
Because they treat me better than people treat me.
Absolutely.
Okay.
My dog, same way.
Well, there's a couple of girls in the car beside us. And I look over. I thought it was pretty cute. They had this big ice cream cone,
mm-hmm.
vanilla, and they're feeding it to the dog. And it was great. The dog was licking it. And every once in a while, he kind of bite the top up, kind of like I do, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, this guy gets it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he's licking it. You know, she's holding it out there for him. He's on the center console. He's in the back seat in the center console. He's licking it and going crazy over just licking it. And then I was like, oh, that's pretty cute. They bought them ice cream cone. Look up. My wife goes in to get the water. She'll do okay. Look up. The girl's eating ice cream.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
No. Can't do that.
I texted my wife who was in the store. I was like, she's eating ice cream now. She's like, no. No. Dude, look over there. Look at my wife, sees her like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I don't mind feeding the dog ice cream. Probably shouldn't though. I think like sugars and stomachs and I don't really think it's great for them.
Right.
I could be wrong. I've been told they don't handle human food a lot of times very well.
Mm-hmm.
Even though people still do that. But if you're going to do it, you got to go all out, man. You can't eat after the dog, or else you get what you're going
to
get.
And then give it to the dog.
Yeah. For the life of me, man, like, I lost my appetite. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't. Oh, my goodness. True story.
That's rough.
The other one is, and I want to kind of run this, kind of turn to a show topic a little bit today. We're at dinner last night, one of my wife's very, very good friends is married to Michael Johnson, former Clemson baseball superstar, first baseman who had a bunch of bombs and a second-round draft pick of the San Diego Padres, who made it up to AAA and did an awesome job there. And we're telling stories. And I tell stories about my wife didn't understand. I still don't understand about minor league baseball. Like, who makes the money? Because the big league clubs, I mean, these guys are making. Michael's telling us he's making $800 a month, and only in the months that he plays in Double A baseball or Single A baseball and Double A, Triple A baseball. Like, you don't make money. Now, you make more as you go up, but like, they don't make any money,
right?
And I still need someone to explain to me at some point in time during the day's show where does the money go.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the parent clubs are, I think the parent clubs pay the coaches and the managers. And I don't go to Greenwood Drive games. You go to games over there?
Not often, no.
I mean, they got to average a few thousand fans.
Right.
I'm guessing $10 a piece.
Yeah.
But if they're not paying for players, and they might pay the little tiny bit, they don't pay them that signing bonus stuff. Do they pay the organization money? Does the organization pay them money? I mean, it seemed like to me, and I looked up last night when I got home, like the Charlotte Knights are worth like $49 million.
Wow.
It's like to me that one of the greatest things ever is to own a minor league baseball club. If you're not paying the salaries, I mean, you got ticket people, I guess. You got promotions people, security, I guess. You got some insurance, I'm sure.
Some events people maybe, but.
Yeah, but let's do the math a little bit quickly here.
All right. A little 6 a.m. math.
If you had to guess, have you ever been to Greenville Drive game?
I have.
How many people were there that night?
Oh, gosh. Let's. For the sake of math, yeah, let's take a math. We'll go for an even 3,000.
How many, what was the tickets?
I can't remember.
$10?
I remember it was dollar beer night. I remember that much. But, yeah, let's go $10
for the sake of math. How much did you spend parking tickets, food, drinks?
$10-$20. Not a ton of money.
Let's just say $20.
Let's go 20.
All right. They play about... I think about 70 home games a year. Dude, that's $4.2 million. If you get 3,000 fans in there a night, that's $4.2. Who are you paying? You get the PA guy.
Right.
You get the stats crew people. You have the promotions people, the ticket people. I got to look this up, man.
That doesn't cost $4.2 million.
No! And you might be paying, let's say this. Let's say you pay... 25 players, $800 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I messed that up. 25 players times 800 a month. That's $20,000. You do that for 6 months. That's $120,000. You're just paying in salaries. I mean, let's say you bring a bunch of different players. No, that's only you're paying them while they're under yours. You're paying them less than $150 in salary to players. Like, this is the greatest business model ever.
Oh, yeah.
Let me look up who the Greenville Drive... Like, how many front office people do they have? How many do you pay? You got concession people, right?
Right. I mean, there's definitely a lot of people that work at, for example, the Greenville Drive, but...
1.2?
That's a...
Thursday night, you got a dollar drink night and Keystone Lights for a dollar and $2 beer night.
Sounds coupons like a good available. Time to me.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, man, like, this seems to me like the greatest... business model in the history of business. Front office staff, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people management.
Mm-hmm.
And sales and box office. Oh, that's another thing. You got like corporate box office you sell. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got 8 of those. Sponsorships, you got 3 of those. Special events, 2. Entertainment, that's like your mascot people, right?
I would assume so. Or the people that come out and, you know, get the kids out there to do
3. Media relations, 2. Merchandise, 1. Accounting, 1. Food and beverage, 4. Operations, 3. Office, 1. That's it.
What we need to do is get that accountant on the show and see if they can break it down for us.
I mean, that's 4.2, and that's a low end, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see the average attendance. of a Greenville Drive game. Man, these people are killing it.
Yeah.
I need to get into minor league baseball. I need to own a team. But they're worth, you know, that's just amazing to me how much I... Anyway, so the Greenville Drive, by the numbers, they average 4,800 fans a game.
So even more than we were.
And I think you're low. The single game ticket cost is $28 and $17. I think you're going to spend about $40 a game. 4,800 times 40 over 65 games. That's $12.4 million.
That puts the 4.2 to shame.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I got to own a minor league baseball team somehow, someone. So anyway, because they're paying the players peanuts.
That's crazy. I never thought about it.
All right. Here's what, and I got to get to break, but I found something out yesterday that I had no idea that happens. The players struggle, making $800 a month, right?
Right.
He's telling these stories, these Latin players, Michael is, these Latin players that they had to send their money home to the families. And so they go to like a convenience store and they get like potted meat in a hot plate and they all share it together. And wow. Like they eat like they don't eat very good.
Yeah.
Well, they're per diem money, that kind of stuff. Anyway. But I found something out I've never heard seen before. Pass the hat night.
Pass the hat night?
Yeah. When you hit a home run during home games, at the end of the game, you pass the hat. Kind of like taking a collection plate around.
Okay.
And so he said that two guys hit homers, three guys hit homers, you split the pot, whatever, among the players. He said did this in San Antonio or El Paso and did it out in California with a team he did. He said one night on July 4th he did, and everybody's hanging around for fireworks, and he made like $400 or $500 that night from, you know, passing the hat. Really? I'd never heard of this before.
I hadn't either.
You pass the hat around minor league baseball games. He said there'd be a $20 bill in there. Said there'd be some congratulation notes in there. There'd be some, like, change people just throw their pocket change in there. But,
really?
But, yeah, these guys would live off that a little bit. Hey, man, if you're only making $800 a month, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But pass the hat night. Never heard of this before.
I hadn't either.
Anyway.
That's crazy.
Let's, I'm going to do some more counting on this thing. I need to own a minor league baseball squad.
That sounds like a very smart business move there.
You keep your overhead low, and then you... make a bunch of money on the back end of it.
And if you're running low on money, pass the hat.
Pass the hat. Pass the hat. The players get 100% of the hat, though, by the way. So anyway, that's pretty cool stuff. We need to take a short break. We'll come back. I got a lot of football talk we're going to get into today. Unfortunately, a couple of NFL guys in trouble. We'll tell you about that coming up. It doesn't matter, the NFL. Nobody touches the NFL anyway. We'll tell you about that a little bit as well. Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson, they want you to stop by and see them. Summertime is a very, very busy time for them. People are out. You know, it gets a little darker a little later. Families are out getting a little ice cream after dinner, something along those lines. And so what you're really looking for there is the idea that you know, get out and stop by. Just introduce yourself and just meet and greet the folks there and then see some of their, right now I'm looking at it, 434 vehicles on their website. This is a full lot of new and of pre-owned certified looking cars and some great looking stuff. They've got some 0% financing available. They've got some great deals off of MSRP deals going on over there now. I'm going to head over to Granger Nissan of Anderson pretty soon and meet with the folks again and can't wait to meet salespeople and parts are doing great. Everybody, they just want to stop by. They want you to see how proud they are of their products and introduce themselves, kind of meet you and greet you and learn you about a little more about you and what you're looking for. Maybe, you know, think about a little trade-in every once in a while, too. 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson. They're proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. And don't forget home of that lifetime powertrain warranty. You're going to love the folks there. Call them at 864-324-0650. 324-0650. During the break, we're going to pass the hat around. Of course, there's only one hat. There's only one person. Johnny, you're doing a great job. We'll pass the hat over here. You might not like what comes in it when we hand it over to you, but we'll do that in a second. Short break. We'll come back more to this.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
I admit, I was skeptical of taking the Health Dare because there's so many programs to choose from. But the Health Dare is not a pill, hormones, or a 500-calorie diet. You don't even have to go to the gym. The Health Dare is a 90-day cellular health program that's reversing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just the first 30 days. And it's so easy. There's only two things you can't eat. You can even have fast food. I lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days by taking the Health Dare, and my energy went through the roof. But I'm not the only one. There are thousands of people taking the Health Dare, reversing symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, IBS, and sleep apnea the easy way. Go to iDareGreenville.com to learn more and book your free cellular health consultation with a Health Dare coach. That's iDareGreenville.com. iDareGreenville.com. I dare you.
I'm Daniel Weber. I'm a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. I represent a State Farm in the heart of Clemson, and I welcome an opportunity to serve you. Like my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather, service to customers and pride in Clemson runs deep in our family. As you grow your family or look to make their lives more secure, call me at 722-9083. I'm State Farm agent Daniel Weber, and we're here to help life go right.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
It's what you've been waiting for. Sunnyside Cafe in Clemson is open and ready for business. Visit them in Patrick Square at 101 Market Street in Clemson. Experience delicious fresh menu items and exceptional service. Sunnyside Cafe offers breakfast and lunch all day in a casual dining atmosphere. Try the Buffalo Blue Chicken Wrap. Shrimp and grits or fried green tomato, egg, cheddar, and sausage biscuit served with home fries. Hey, ditch the processed fast food. Eat local. Visit our sunnysidecafe.com. We'll see you soon.
Upstate Warriors Solution is having its first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th. Registration is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson. Vendors, food, and door prizes are available for all participants. $10 for single riders and $15 for couples. All proceeds will go to Upstate Warriors Solution to assist veterans in finding housing, employment, VA benefits, and other critical needs. UWS's first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson.
Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money.
There's only one bad part about my engineer sleep mattress, and that's that every once in a while, a 2,000-pound elephant comes into bed with us and lays on top of me and won't let me up. Man, I felt like Jimmy Superfly Snooker was trying to pin me this morning. I couldn't get up, man. Couldn't get up. I was tired. I stayed out too late last night, but was just tired, and just that bed felt so stinking good.
Could have slept all day.
Oh, might even sneak back in there. I'm supposed to play golf today. It's going to be hot, but that's all right. Get your Engineer Sleep mattress made just for you. It's our great friends at Engineer Sleep. They're located in Greenville. We're pretty lucky to have these local folks. But they can ship it to you anywhere. Matter of fact, my sister, who comes and she slept in our bed before, she's like, I got to get one of these mattresses. This is amazing. And so they can ship it to you no matter where you're hearing their voice right now. It's our great friends at Engineer Sleep and engineersleep.com. Custom made, custom designed mattress. You can watch them make it. It won't sit around the warehouse and collect dust. You can take it out. When they make it, you can just put it on your truck and take it out with you that day if you like. Or they can deliver it. They'd love to do it for you. 10% off when you tell them you heard about it here. What a great business plan. Our great friends at Engineer Sleep and engineersleep.com. All right. In case you missed our first hour or first segment, I'm talking about this business of minor league baseball. And I'm looking now. Since our buddy Michael Johnson played, the salary's going up a little bit. Now the monthly salary of a minor league baseball player is starting out in that first year is between $1,100 a month and $2,100 a month. But it's only for the seasons that you play.
All right.
I guess in minor leagues you do March, April, May, June, July, August, and September. Mm-hmm. 7 months. So even if you own like a Triple A team, let's say, and you're paying $2,150 what it says, $2,150 mm-hmm. for 25 players for 7 months. Your salary, if you're paying, your salary's that's $375,000 you're paying. And you're bringing in $12 million. It just seems like to me that, I don't know, it's a bad deal. Since 1976, mm-hmm. minor league baseball salaries have gone up 70%. Since 1976, major league baseball salaries have gone up 2,500%.
That's ridiculous.
The consumer price index has gone up 315%. Minor league baseball 70%. They get these guys, you know. Only about 10% of minor league players make it to the major leagues, ever. On the road, minor mm-hmm. league baseball, it's a hard deal. I told you about the Latin guys eating with hot plates, mm-hmm. canned meat. Really, not a whole lot of things worse than canned meat, by the way.
No.
A Major League Baseball, let me do minor league first. Minor League Baseball per diem on the road for food, mm-hmm. $25 a day. You know, I mean, if you think about it, like, I can eat on $25 a day.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I get it. Major League Baseball per diem, $92 a day. You know what? You could do this. You could say, today... And you see me like the opposite. Like, when you're making $5 million a year, you don't need $92 of meal money on the road.
Right.
But today, you could probably go out and say, man, I'm going to find a way. I'm going to spend $92 on my food today. You could do that, right?
Yeah.
Could you do it today and tomorrow? $92 each day?
Probably. Yeah.
3 days? Could you do it? $92 a day, 3 days? Yeah, man. How about like a 2-week road trip? Like you're on the road for two. It'd be hard to spend $92 a day on food right. for 2 weeks. Right. You could splurge. But that'd be tough. So my point through all this is that I learned something in pass the hat for home runs at minor league parks. I don't think we do it. And I don't know. Have you ever seen it done before? I've never seen it done
before.
I've
never heard of it until you mentioned it in the first segment.
Pass the hat. We'll see. I told you before that John, I got this philosophy that the NFL is a true Teflon league. I don't care what happens, the NFL remains popular.
Oh, yeah.
Now, not as popular as it has been. We've seen the ratings go down. But you could have every bit of scandal that you want in the NFL. The best player in the league cheating and deflating balls, referees cheating, point spread shaving, players committing murder, mm-hmm. kidnapping, drugs, DUIs, beating their wives, gun charges. You can have whatever, and it doesn't matter. Like, in baseball, have a strike or have the steroid stuff that they have. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, I don't watch that garbage. Oh, I can't believe that this is a bunch of steroids running around. There's more steroids in football than were in baseball those years. They just didn't test for you to hear the guys getting kicked out for it, whatever. Drugs are more rampant in football than baseball, but nah, we want to blame it on baseball. The guys just playing a stupid game because we love the NFL in this country and because there's nothing they can do to make us change our mind about it.
Right.
Yesterday, after getting arrested Sunday, former NFL quarterback Brandon Browner has been charged with 4 felonies, including attempted murder. He's been charged with attempted murder, robbery, burglary, false imprisonment, 2 counts of child endangerment, according to Laverne, California police. He's been arrested multiple times in the past year. He was arrested on Sunday, roughly 30 miles east of Los Angeles. Broke into a house of an ex-girlfriend who has a restraining order against him, threatened to kill her, stole a Rolex watch valued at roughly $20,000. To be honest with you, I'm not sure why people need $20,000 watches, but good for them.
Yeah.
33-year-old hadn't played in the NFL since he joined the Saints in 2015. Before that, spent 3 years with the Seahawks, original member of Legion of Doom, and 12 interceptions, 193 solo tackles, but the single-season record for the most penalties. You can kind of see some of that. So that's one deal going on. The other one is it doesn't look great for this look for LeSean McCoy.
Oh,
this is one that again we're early. I don't talk a lot of crime here on the show. You could do a whole police blotter show with sports every single day. I don't talk a whole lot about it, but there is a story coming out. It came out last night. I didn't see this before I left, so I imagine it was fairly late last night. Police investigation, the home invasion at a house owned by Bills running back LeSean McCoy. Georgia police are investigating the home invasion, which his estranged girlfriend was allegedly beaten and robbed of jewelry. Police in Atlanta, suburb of Milton, Georgia, said they're investigating an incident that have not named any suspects. McCoy's been training in Miami this summer, denied accusations made on social media by a friend of the victim that he was responsible for her injuries, and said he had hadn't had direct contact with her in months. He owns the house. She lives there. Don't know how all that works out. But it attorneys for the victim said that she was sleeping in the home when a male assailant entered the home and demanded specific items of jewelry that he had given her. No sign of forced entry. I don't think this looks good for LeSean McCoy. Beaten. Were there kids in the house, too? Did I hear that right? There were kids in the house, maybe? Anyway.
I think so.
It doesn't look good for... from McCoy and his thing that he demanded that the male assailant demanded specific things that he gave to her.
Mm.
Now I'm not Matlock.
Right.
I think I could try this case.
Yeah. It's so terrible. I was reading the article on Browner last night, and I love that. I think it was Pro Football Talk or one of those, that the photo they used for Browner in the article was him making a tackle wearing the old Captain C right there on the jersey. So, you know, quality guy there.
A woman who calls herself a friend of the victim posted on Facebook that there were dudes sent to the victim's house. She was pistol whipped and robbed. She, a post earlier claimed, and then was deleted later on, said that allegation of McCoy beat his son and his dog and used illegal steroids. That's where the kids came in on this thing.
Mm.
But he denies all of that and, you know, innocent until proven guilty. But that's not a good look, I wouldn't think.
No, that's not good for his brand.
But in the end, let me be clear about this. It doesn't matter in NFL. Refs can cheat. Players can cheat. Heck, you got murderers that played in the league. Doesn't matter, man. NFL, Teflon. Doesn't matter.
Unfortunately, you're right.
Something happens to another minor sport or even other major sports is like, whoa, there's a lockout. The owners are locking the players out. Oh, those spoiled rich brats. I can't believe they're getting paid money to play a game. I'm not watching them anymore. NFL, murder, kidnapping, rape, drugs, all kinds of crime. Hey, what time's the game on Sunday? Who the Steelers play? Is Roethlisberger going to be healthy? It doesn't matter, man. The NFL, like, we love it so much, doesn't matter. We hold up to completely different standards to all of the sports out there. 654 Roar. Let me get Heath over in Newberry. 654-7627 on our Northland communication phone line. Good morning, Heath. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Doing good. How about you guys?
Man, we're blessed. Very blessed.
Well, you know, and I played football and baseball. And professional baseball, you don't know anyone anymore. I mean, you can't track them. You go to college, they play, you know, it used to be, you look at the College World Series, you see Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
He was out there.
Yeah.
You don't see that anymore. I hate how they do it. oh, I could go to college. Nope, I'm going to go press. Freshman, you don't even, they don't even make it into college. I think, and then if you do go, you have to stay 3 years.
Right.
Or what is it? Yeah. The whole thing is you can't track players in baseball because there's AAA. And the whole thing about it is with football, I can see Sammy Watkins right now.
That's a great
point. I can see Mike Wiggins. I can follow their career all the way through. But, you know, this Duggar kid just got pulled up. I don't even remember him. I know. I mean, it's like he was like 5 years ago.
That's a very good point. I hadn't thought about it. We're such college fans here that it matters to us where our college guys go. And on the NFL on Saturday, I get it, man. You're trying to find out what Nuke did, what Sammy did, what Deshaun Watson did. It makes a lot of sense.
Now, on the other hand, I heard some good news about Justin Ross, and this is just through the grapevine. You don't know if it's true. He doesn't have a clue what he's doing with plays, but in Pat Skeleton, people I am hearing from, the guy is looking electric and it's hard to cover. I don't know what anyone else has heard, but I'm excited to see what he brings in as another receiver.
I was told by someone late last week that to expect you made a good point. Plays, don't know yet. Don't know if he can block yet. Don't know about the stuff, but expect that kind of hands, that kind of Hopkins, Mike Williams, Kevin Young, but a little bit, but that big receiver that just has these great hands, and that what I was told is that he didn't have to be open to be open. You can throw him open a little bit on those 50-50 balls. Remember last year at Clemson with Deion Kane, a 50-50 ball sometimes was a 20-80 ball. When Mike Williams, a 50-50 ball was an 80-20 ball. And I was told that get used to when Justin Ross is out there, you'll see a lot more of that Mike Williams 80-20 kind of deal rather than 50-50. Good stuff. Heath, I appreciate the phone call. It's a good point. I think Justin Ross is going to be a star here. The only problem with it, well, not the only problem. Heath made a good point about playing time. I mean, about learning the playbook and those kind of things. The only reason why right now you say there's not an immediate time there, Justin Ross, if he stays at that nine position, is he taking snaps away from T. Higgins?
I don't know.
Is he taking steps away from DeAndre Overton? Is he taking steps away from Trayvon Thompson? You know, maybe. But he's got a senior, a junior, and a sophomore ahead of him. You know, don't be surprised if you see one of those guys move in, maybe play a little five in there. Right now you got Renfro and Chase at five. Powell can play some five. Don't be surprised if you see one of those other guys kind of move in, and maybe you see a Ross and Higgins on the field at the same time. Maybe you see a Ross and Overton, or Overton and a Higgins, or a Thompson moving down at five. It is an embarrassment of riches to see. I'd be very surprised if Higgins didn't play in the NFL. I'd be very surprised if Ross didn't play in the NFL. And again, the guys have never played down in college football before, but just on that trajectory, kind of seeing that. I appreciate Heath pointing that out for us.
Hershey, well,
really good things. No doubt. But part of that now, let's be clear. Part of it is you got to be able to throw the ball downfield more.
Yes.
You got to be able to cut it loose. After break, I have one very small complaint about Kelly Bryant. I'll get to it in a short break. Let's do that return for more with John. I'm Mickey. Your phone calls, your texts, your tweets coming up right after this.
The Kelly Gremlin Show is all new this Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Tim Beray, Clemson's legendary sports information director, also known as Clemson Google, will join the show for an exclusive interview sponsored by Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Also, check out the KG Show podcast on WCCPFM.com and iTunes by searching WCCP. The Kelly Gremlin Show this Saturday at 10 a.m. presented by Engineered Sleep.
Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get two sausage biscuits for just $2.50.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney.
You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Upstate Warrior Solution is having its first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th. Registration is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson. Vendors, food, and door prizes are available for all participants. $10 for single riders and $15 for couples. All proceeds will go to Upstate Warrior Solution to assist veterans in finding housing, employment, VA benefits, and other critical needs. UWS's first annual poker run, Saturday, July 14th at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Trane or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means the best prices of the season on new appliances, up to 40% off special buys. Like the Whirlpool white top load washer and electric dryer, just $548 each, over $500 off the pair. We'll even toss in free delivery. When it comes to appliances, we're pushing all the right buttons. Red, white, and blue savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 11th, U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer after free delivery on purchases of $396 or more.
Watching your family grow is a wonderful part of life, but it comes with responsibilities. Have you saved enough for college for your children or grandchildren? Do you have enough life insurance for today and the future? Have you planned when you will retire and begin Social Security? None of these questions are easily answered. Talk to the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group. Wherever you are in life and whatever you need for your family, Kiwi Financial Group can provide solutions. Call today, 654-5043.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I tried calling, but they don't have a listing for Mr. Wonderful.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Sometimes in the car, my wife will do a live read that she hears me do. We're talking about a company. Like yesterday, she did a little Harbin Lumber Sand, and hey, just give them a small job. They want to earn the rest. I love it, man. She knows that impact that that's having. Really cool stuff. Here's what I'm telling you about Harbin Lumber, and that is true. It's one of the few people that say that give them a small job, they will blow your doors off with the customer service. And as a result, they'll earn more business in the end. It's like a walk-on situation for them. Let them walk on, and they'll earn the starting job. Harbin Lumber is a full-service lumber yard. All the internal products, external products, their own doors, door plant, window plant, truss plant. They got everything you're looking for. And they're doing it at really, really for over 100 years now. How about that? Over 100 years, like my age almost. These people are doing an awesome job at it. It's HarbinLumber.com. Give them a chance at your business. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman. So great friends at Harbin Lumber. I said during the break, there's only one, if I had any complaint at all on Kelly Bryant, and I feel like you almost have to preface this all the time. He had an unbelievable year last year. I didn't think he was going to throw it 398 times, but I didn't think he was going to complete 66% of his passes. 13 touchdowns, yeah, that's about right. 8 interceptions, that was about right. 2,800 yards, I thought, you know, about it right in there. Did a good job running the football. 665 yards rushing, 11 touchdowns, and 24 touchdowns. To a game, basically. You know, good. Not quite to a game, but it's good. The offense, I give Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott a lot of credit with finding ways to accentuate his positives and making plays. Didn't throw it downfield as much, but that's fine. But that, if there's only one criticism I have of Kelly Brown, it's that it's very, very, and this is it can be a positive and a negative. He's very, very careful with the football. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to throw a bunch of picks, all right? In comparing the two, Deshaun Watson in his junior year, his final year here, threw 17 interceptions. Year four, Deshaun threw 13 interceptions. Kelly Bryant only threw 8 interceptions. But part of that is that Deshaun would throw a pick and forget about it, because the very next play is out on the field, he's throwing one of his 41 touchdowns in that sophomore season, or in that junior season. One of his 35 touchdowns in that sophomore season. One of his 14 touchdowns in that freshman season. So, short memory, and just cut the thing loose, man. Got to go. Got to get it loose. I was talking to one of the guys that works from a sports psychology standpoint of the team. And it said, you handled Deshaun differently than you handled Kelly. With Deshaun, you wanted him to see more of the field and be aware of everything around him. With Kelly, you kind of want to just focus it in a little more. I think I've got it right. It might be right. But anyway, you want to focus in on this little small area in there. Because Kelly's was told, I mean, look, this offense, with Deshaun, it was so stinking dynamic, and they were flying up and down the field. And the balls were coming out 5,000 yards passing in Deshaun's junior season, 2,500 yards on the ground. But so they could make a mistake, he could throw a pick. But the next drive, they can go 80 yards. How many times have you seen them get bad field position? That North Carolina ACC championship game, they're back inside the 10-yard line, 80-yard touchdown drive, 90-yard touchdown drives, and scoring points galore. Whereas Kelly had to be, they didn't have that big play explosiveness because they didn't throw the ball downfield as much. So you had to be a lot more conservative about it and don't turn it over. Some Texas make some good points. A couple more picks might have cost us one game, and then the ACC title, I can live with it, with being safe. I get that.
Absolutely.
With Kelly Bryant, you live with it because you don't have that ability to make up for the mistakes as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Phil Mickelson making a bunch of birdies. Well, you know, he's going to make a double bogey every once in a while. You live with it because he makes a bunch of birdies. He's wild, he's crazy, he's aggressive, and he goes for it.
Right.
A much more conservative player, you know, you got to make 16 pars and 2 birdies, and you get out of there with a 7, and you get out. So my point is that I'd like to see Kelly cut it loose a little bit. In the Sugar Bowl game, you don't want to make a mistake. I get it. But there were some guys that were open downfield, and he got to make some plays in his passing games. You saw Jake Fromm do it. You saw that Jalen Hurts could do it. You saw that Tua could do it. Mm-hmm. And you make some mistakes, you're going to live with it a little bit. It's not his personality, A, and he doesn't have that arm talent to get away with it a little bit. But I'd like to see, if there's that one thing, I'd like to see him take a little more chance. And again, I'm not saying I want to see 25 interceptions. No one wants to do that.
No.
But you got to kind of cut it loose a little bit.
Right. And I will say in his defense in that Sugar Bowl, you could tell in that first, one of those first couple drives when they tried that long ball to T. Higgins where he ended up, what was it, twisting his ankle or did something on
that
there.
Hurt. Yeah.
You know, they give credit. They were trying to. It kind of hurts when you're 6'5 deep threat.
Yeah.
you know, rolls his ankle in the first quarter, and you know, all of a sudden, he kind of back to the drawing board there. But no, I agree with you.
That, again, like if a trying to think who hits it short on the PGA Tour. In the NBA, you can live with LeBron. You can live with Steph. Steph Curry's a guy, man. You can live with him going 1 of 12 from 3 in the first half because in the second half, he's going to make 7 threes.
Right.
Got to keep cutting it loose.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a guy that's not as dynamic of a scorer, you know, he misses a couple 3 in a row, and you're like, hey, you know, you might want to pull that thing down a little bit, make a few more extra passes in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little more conservative. Texas said, say it, Mickey, if Trevor Lawrence has his arm talent. Sure he does. You saw the difference in it. You saw the difference on the field in the spring game, but the difference of one guy advancing the ball downfield and one guy throwing it underneath. If anything, I think that, again, I think Jeff Scott and Tony Elliott totally deserve all kinds of credit. They found a way to get Bryant just involved just enough in the running game. Again, I talk about this misconception all the time. We act like that he's this great runner. Deshaun Watson had as many rushing yards as Kelly Bryant.
Right.
Deshaun had 629 in that junior season. Deshaun had 1,100 yards rushing as a sophomore.
Wow. I never rose that much.
Kelly Bryant last year rushed for 665. It's not like he's this great runner. But they did enough offensively with him in the running game. They did enough offensively with Etienne hitting some big ones, with Feaster hitting some big ones. They did enough offensively underneath passing game to be very efficient on third down, and they moved the ball. I'd like to see him kind of just, you know, instead of matriculating, man, let's take some shots every once in a while. Only thing there.
Absolutely. Let's run some post routes. Let's do it.
Let's get the ball downfield a little bit.
Oh, yeah. What's the expression? Chicks dig the long ball?
Let's yes. go. Now you're doing it.
There we go.
Texture. Let me get some text messages in here. Healthcare text line 986-1566. It really would help if you guys and girls would tell me who you are. If not, what did like Phil Pot would do, Tammy Seneca. Tammy Seneca says, Bryant isn't a great passer in the story. We will be better with Lawrence at quarterback, maximize the wide receivers in the offense. Also, Bryant's attitude in the spring game cost him a little bit. I don't worry about that. So it runs a lot like Taj, strong but not scary fast. Kelly Bryant's a natural runner. I think he doesn't see holes. I don't, you know, he's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Vince Young or any of those kind of guys.
Mm-hmm.
Texture makes a good point here, Tammy and Seneca. Downfield passing ability is crucial in order to beat Alabama. If you play Alabama, who knows? I like Clemson, Alabama 4.0. I'll take that.
I mean, give me Alabama every year.
Let's open season with them.
Let's do a home and home.
I'm with you. Drive down there in little Tuscaloosa.
Ooh.
Tammy and Seneca also writes in, Kelly Bryant will air it out even less because you'll be so concerned about being benched if he throws an interception. He looked tight in the spring game a little bit. And it's a spring game. Looked a little tight.
That's never been his game, the spring game, because you take away a lot of
running ability.
Yeah, a lot of what he can do. But I understand.
Here's a good question. Who's the best quarterback in the ACC, and where does Kelly stand in those rankings?
Ooh, that's a good question.
According to Phil Steele's magazine, the whole overall quarterback unit rankings, he's got Clemson third behind Florida State and NC State. He's got Ryan Finley, the number one quarterback in the league. He's got DeAndre Francois, the number two quarterback in the league. Daniel Jones of Duke, three. Joshua Jackson, Virginia Tech, four. So they don't have Kelly Bryant in the first five. But I'll tell you right now, best quarterback in the ACC? Trevor Lawrence.
I'm ready to see it. I'm ready to see it. I will say one thing. Kelly Bryant's better than Josh Jackson. I think so. I don't think Jackson's all that good. I think he's kind of a product of what Fuente puts together for him. That and they had that stud receiver. What was it, Phillips?
Yeah, Cam Phillips.
Cam Phillips caught everything coming to him.
Who has better players to run?
Kelly Bryant.
Who has better coaching? I mean, give Fuente a lot of credit. I thought Clemson staff did a great job with all that.
Oh, Clemson staff is better than Justin Fuente. No doubt about that.
That guy's a freshman, too.
Yeah.
Kelly Brown's definitely better in the classroom.
There's no doubt about that. There haven't been any issues with Kelly staying eligible.
The guy threw for more yards, a little lower completion percentage, more touchdowns, and the same amount of interceptions. I don't know. Just as a freshman. I don't know. Anyway, we'll take a break. Hey, my great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, I'm on the driving range to hit balls yesterday for about an hour before we went to Greenville, and got a very good friend of mine that says, hey, going to see Carolina Flooring Specialists, came by the house, got everything measured up, signed up for my big date, getting my my garage floor done. So, really cool. Another loyal listener calling Carolina Flooring Specialists, getting another great-looking garage floor. Do it, folks. You're going to love it. It's Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call them today, 404-8158, 404-8158. I'll keep you updated with my buddy, my golfing buddy, how it goes. Maybe put a picture out there, too. And he's got a big garage, by the way. That's pretty cool. Hang out people with big garages. 404-8158, Carolina Flooring Specialist.com. With John Hyde, I'm Mickey Potter. We'd love for you to come back.